We're joined now by Sonoma County Health Officer, Dr. Sundari Mace. Good morning, Dr. Mace.
Yes, good morning.
Governor Newsom surprised a lot of Californians Tuesday night by moving the state into phase three of the recovery plan. How much of a warning did you have before you heard news from Sacramento?
Yeah, we had a little heads up a couple of days, but I want to just correct that we're actually in phase two still, because I think the thought is that the hair salons and barbershops are actually being moved into stage two rather than being called stage three at this time.
Does that mean barbershops and hair salons are now open in Sonoma County?
No, not yet. I think we're still looking at our data. In fact, we just went to opening the outdoor dining in restaurants, as well as wineries, breweries, sure, as well as the daycares and drive-thru pastor and other ceremonial services last Friday. So we're taking a look at the impact of that and have also noted a doubling in the rate of cases in the last 2 weeks. Therefore, we're just doing a little looking at everything in a safe way before we continue.
So if barbershops and hair salons are now falling under stage two, how would you define stage three?
I think stage three is where we have the mass gatherings, probably more moving towards normalcy in terms of movie theaters, seating indoors, as well as, larger events. I think that's what we're going to be looking at with. And then schools, of course, are coming up for some reopening plans as well, I think, in the next stage.
Okay. In your estimation, when will the county move forward with stage three?
Well, we'll first have to look at the things that have currently been allowed by the governor, which still are under stage two. So keep in mind, the governor has not moved towards opening stage three sectors yet.
What do you make of the rumors that churches are looking to gather this weekend in Sonoma County?
We've had a discussion with our church group and the pastors, and I think we're all on the same page that at this time we're not moving forward with the governor's recommendations for opening churches, but we are going to be looking at different ways in which we can move in that direction.
I think the goal a couple of weeks ago in terms of daily testing in the county was to get it between 600 and 800. Are we there yet? And if not, how far do we have to go?
Yeah, we're there. If you take a look at the coronavirus dashboard, you'll see that our testing has ramped up with OptumServe sites providing about 540 or 550 tests a day. So we are up in that 600 to 800 range. The capacity is there, and we're seeing the testing happening as well.
We're speaking with Sonoma County Health Officer, Dr. Sundari Mace. Dr. Mace, I think a lot of people might overlook other aspects of public health. In the last 2 months, what kind of numbers have you seen in terms of suicides, drug overdoses, and are preventative resources like hotlines strained?
Yeah, we do have the mental health warm line, which has been used. I think we had close to 400 calls since its inception about a month ago. So that's been great. And I think we should put that information out there for people that the warm line is available, and there's bilingual help available from trained professionals anytime. So that's important. As far as the other metrics, we are not seeing an increase in those metrics in the first quarter of this year compared with other years. I don't know if there's enough months yet to really tell if there's been an impact, but right now we're not seeing a huge difference.
As you know, Dr. Mace, a lot of people fled to county parks over the long weekend, specifically up to Russian River. How would you grade the behavior of people over the long holiday?
Well, I actually didn't witness any of it, but I would just advise people to stay safe, wear your facial coverings, try to maintain the physical distance of 6 feet when you're out and about.
She's Sonoma County Health Officer, Dr. Sundari Mace. Dr. Mace, thank you so much for your time this morning. We know you're very busy.
Yeah, thank you so much.